Remember a few years ago when households around the country committed to paying down their debts? The financial crisis hit many households hard, particularly those that had taken on a considerable amount of debt. And in fact, for a time, household debt was in decline. In late 2008, household debt commenced a decline that would last for 19 consecutive quarters. But debt began to rise again in 2013. As reported by the New York Times, Americans have now borrowed more money than they had at the height of the credit bubble in 2008. This based on data supplied by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. According to the Federal Reserve, total household debt in the U.S. reached a new peak of $12.7 trillion during the first 3 months of 2017. This is not necessarily bad news. Taking on more debt allows consumers to spend more money, including making large investments in homes. But the borrowing peak also signals emerging economic risks. Among the major factors behind the latest surge in household debt has been student and auto loans, as well as credit cards. Student loan delinquency remains high, and defaults have begun to creep up in the auto loan category. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.